Today's episode is brought to you by Progressive, where drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. Quote now at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Thanks for supporting the Fable and Folly Network. Here's another show we know you'll love.
Greetings, I'm Bernard.
And I'm Magenta. You might know us from such hit podcasts as Madame Magenta, Sonus Mystica.
Horror Anthology Magenta Presents.
Or Season 3 of Mockery Manor.
We're everywhere.
And we're spreading faster than an STD in an old folks' home, because now we have a brand new podcast. Wham!
Wham! It's a fun acronym that stands for We Have a Movie.
Oh, it's not just an acronym, Bernard.
It's not?
It's a chat podcast where we invent smash hit Hollywood movies based on popular toys.
If you like the Barbie movie and you want to see similar treatments of your favourite childhood toys, I'll wager you'll like Wham! With episodes on Polly Pocket, Rubik's Cube, Game Boy, Strawberry Shortcake,
Furby, Connect Four, and lots of other nostalgia bait. But it's not just for adults who still like toys. It's a podcast for anyone who loves Hollywood tropes and comedy.
And quantum mechanics.
And BDSM.
Wham! Has something for everyone, but is still specifically about movies.
That's Wham! W-H-A-M. You know, like when Batman punches someone.
Yes.
Adam West. That Batman.
Exactly.
Not the Christopher Nolan one.
No.
Download it anywhere you listen to podcasts. That's what the world needs, another movie podcast.
Was that clear? Maybe I shouldn't have mentioned quantum mechanics.
Windfall is intended for a mature audience. This episode includes adult language, drug usage, depictions of physical violence, and gun violence. Listener discretion is advised.
I have to tell them.
About what?
That they're next.
Who did this?
It doesn't matter. Just help me.
You need me to take a look at you. I'll patch you up.
Not now. We need to get back to the shop.
All right.
What are you doing down here this early?
This close to the festival, I pick up a shipment from your more unsavory friends.
Illegal flowers?
Yeah, something like that.
Oh.
You need a break?
No, it's not much further.
What is your brother gonna say about this?
To be honest, I couldn't care less.
Can't you see there's a sign? We're closed today. Come back in the morning.
Open the door, it's me.
Hold on.
Cass, are you okay?
Yeah. Never been better. Could you get out of the way?
Of course. Please, come on. Guard, come over here. Come here. I can pay you.
Please, no, wait, please.
Walking around like that's not gonna get us out of here any faster, kid.
And working out will?
Gotta keep in shape. Don't wanna be wasting away when we've got our chance.
Our chance for what?
To escape.
No. You don't understand. I'm in here by mistake. If I could just talk to Wanda, I'm positive she'd let me out.
You looked around here lately? Nobody's been to a hearing in days. Every one of these cells is double booked. Something's going on. And I'll bet Her Majesty doesn't know shit about it.
It has sounded pretty crowded around here.
So, what do you say? You sweet-talk that guard friend of yours into opening this cage, and I'll do the rest.
I don't think that's such a good idea, Isaac.
Look at me.
What?
If your brother were here, he'd do this for me.
And your point?
Are you gonna be strong like Cass, like your father was? Or will you stand by and watch the city be stolen from you like your spineless Uncle Vernon?
Don't you talk about my family like that. You don't know anything. You're just a greedy old man.
A greedy old man who knows how to stay strong. To keep the people around him safe from the wolves.
Look how well that worked out for you.
This was a fluke. And if you man up now, I'll let you into my inner circle.
That doesn't sound like such a good idea.
It's what your mother and father would have wanted.
Let me ask you something. If you were such a good friend of theirs, why aren't you fucking dead? Huh? Why did my brothers and I grow up orphans while you've just been fine? Tell me that and I'll consider helping you.
You're too young to understand the past, kid.
I'm plenty old enough.
Fine. You really want to know what happened to your parents? Why your uncle and I were left behind?
Of course I do.
In the last days of the fight, when it was obvious that the resistance was failing, we were given a choice.
What choice was that?
Bow down or die. Cease all operations and pledge our allegiance to the Queen, who, mind you, was a preteen at that point.
You surrendered.
Of course I did. My head's too pretty to get separated from my shoulders.
And Mom and Dad?
They couldn't do it. I tried to convince them that it was a temporary solution, that if we waited a year or two, we'd be able to rebuild, but to them, a life without their freedom was a life they refused to live.
But what about us?
They knew you'd be safe with that uncle of yours.
And Vern, where was he during all of this?
Bent the knee the second any of us made contact. Loved Wanda. Was convinced he'd be able to make himself a wealthy man in the Wolves' company, as long as he was their loyal lapdog.
That can't be true. Vern hates the Wolves, I've heard enough.
Suit yourself, kid. Your parents died heroes, and between your uncle and me, there's one of us who's chosen to just get by, and one of us who's kept resisting the wolf pack every step of the way.
How do you expect me to believe you?
It's no skin off my back if you don't. I just think you deserve better than that sniveling coward. Answer me this, Argus. If you're so confident that Vernon did the right thing, why hasn't he ever told you his side of any of this?
He said it wouldn't do anybody any good to go dredging up the past like that.
And Cass?
Cass doesn't like to talk about him.
Argus, you stand by me, and I'll turn you into the kind of man they'd be proud of.
Okay.
Excuse me?
I'll help you get out.
Now that's what I like to hear, boy. Sit down. Let me tell you more about your folks.
Hey, it's Pav. I'm busy as usual, so leave a message and I'll call you back if I feel like it.
Hi, Pav. I'm sorry. I know I keep calling. It's just, I've been trying to get a hold of you for hours. I'm on the way over. I'm sure you're just busy and not paying attention to your communicator, but this will only take a minute.
Pav? Open up, we need to talk. Damn it, Pav.
Oh, fuck my keys. Pav? What's wrong? What are you doing on the ground? Oh, fuck. You're foaming at the mouth. What do you need? What can I do?
Over there.
What the fuck is this?
Just mess.
Oh, shit. I know what this is. Just what? Oh, fucking fuck, Pav. If you take one more of these, you'll be dead. No. Drink this instead. Come on.
No. I need another.
Come on.
I can't. Please. Kendall, you're gonna kill me. What did you do?
Now throw up.
No, I need one more to stabilize.
If you don't stick your finger down your throat right now, I'm going to do it for you. It's gonna be okay. Just breathe. Come on, let me help you to bed.
I have to get back to work. You don't understand. Root's gonna send me back to the ground. I can't go back there.
You know what? Fuck Root. I'm gonna take care of you.
The Fable and Folly Network supports creators of exceptional audio stories, including the one you're listening to right now. If you love our shows, we want to hear from you. Complete our listener survey at fableandfolly.com/survey. This will help us learn more about you, what you like, what you'd like to hear more of, and how we can maintain an inclusive, safe atmosphere. As a thank you for your participation, we have extras and behind-the-scenes content from your favorite shows. Fans make the network what it is. Thanks for listening, and we can't wait to hear from you. Find our listener survey at fableandfolly.com/survey today.
What do I have in here?
What did you do?
Doing great, brother. Thanks.
No, I'm serious. I want to know. I swear to Wanda, Cass, if you can't keep yourself out of trouble, I can't have you staying here anymore.
Well, maybe you should say the same thing to Vernon.
You leave him the fuck out of this. He's done nothing but care for us our whole lives.
The people who did this to me, Shayma? He has been borrowing money from them for years.
These troubles started the day you took that first job with Isaac, that traitor.
That traitor? Listen to me. Let me pay off some of Vernon's debts with my cut of collections. Things were gonna be all right for a while until...
Until?
Until I just had to go and fuck it all up by helping Kendall arrest him.
You did what?
She joined the wolf pack. She has got a lot of dirt on me. I'm caught between a rock and a hard place.
Just when I thought that you couldn't do anything to put this family in any more danger than you already have, I can't fucking believe you, Cass.
Boys, will you calm down? Shayma, if you can't talk with a level head while I clean him up, can you at least go and get me some water and a rag?
Fine.
Oh, that looks bad.
What's with all the ruckus?
It's nothing, Vern. Don't worry about it.
Wanda, damn it, Cass. What happened to you?
Vern, I did my best, but we have to give Mila the guns.
Over my dead body.
Would you look at what they've done to me? She's a Wanda-damned animal, Vern. She let me live, but promised the rest of you wouldn't be so lucky. It's the only way to end this mess.
Those guns are for you, Argus, and Shayma. Let her try to come and take them away. I'll stop her.
It won't work like that.
I'm amazed I'm about to say this, but I agree with Cass. Getting rid of those things might just let us get everything back to normal around here.
Don't you see? We have those guns specifically so things don't have to go back to normal.
I think I'm picking up what you're putting down, Gramps.
Where's Gertie? She should be here for this.
The day she closes early is the day the fucking world ends.
And you are?
Helena. I'm a friend of Gertie's.
Pleasure, I'm sure. From the Reaches.
I am.
You were saying?
All right. These guns, boys, are here so you can pick up where your parents left off. So we can put down those nasty wolves and take back what is ours.
Oh, not this again, Vern.
Oh, choose to be blind if you want, boy, but a reckoning is coming for Windfall City. Isaac, Neil, and their goons be damned. I'd happily die for this. I mean, hell, I should have died for this a long time ago.
No, Vern. You shouldn't have died for anything. You think Mom and Dad made the right choice leaving us behind? They were selfish martyrs, and the second you get that through your head is when we can finally move on.
You don't know what you're talking about, and I won't have you spit on their graves like that. Cass, let me talk to Mila.
What are you saying?
Bring me to her. Just don't tell her about the weapons. You'll need those. Trust me on that.
I don't think you understand. If I do that, they're not gonna leave you breathing like they did me.
The man's got his mind made up.
And who are you to say anything about all this? Cass, call your colleagues and we'll show them to the sewers. That's the only way forward.
Shane, will you take your head out of your ass and listen to me, damn it? We have the advantage here for once in our Wanda damn lives, and I will not let some conniving little brat ruin
my... My goodness, listen to all that shouting. This isn't quite the family gathering that I was hoping to find. Although, it does look like we're missing, what? One, two... Argus and Gertie? That's okay. We'll carry on without them, shall we?
Mila, how nice of you to drop by.
It'd be better if the three of you left. Now. The boys here are dealing with private family matters.
Have you hired yourself some muscle, Cassie? She's much prettier than Kendall, I'll give you that much. Of course, looks aren't everything.
Mila, if you'll just let me speak for a minute,
You and I both know how this is going to play out.
Listen here, little lady. I'm the man you're looking for. Leave the rest of them out of this.
You've got one thing right, Vernon.
And what's that?
You are just the man I'm looking for.
Vern!
Oh, no! Shit!
No. Vern!
You killed him!
Mila, I'll fucking end you!
I'd like to see you try. Come on, boys. We've had enough excitement for one night. But don't worry, we'll be back again for round two.
Oh, Cass. Shame, I'm so sorry.
Wanda, damn it!
Get the fuck out. Both of you! Just get out!
Shame.
No, Cass. I'm not kidding this time. You're not welcome here anymore. This is all your fault.
This is Mila's fault. Don't put this on your brother.
Get out! Vern, you dumb bastard.
That's my favorite one. Tin Man, is that you?
It's just me, Wanda Jane.
You scared me. I guess I'm a little distracted.
Looking at old photos again?
What is that time of year?
Of course. I know how emotional this time is for you.
No, you don't know. You're a robot.
I can understand, in theory, that this time is a difficult one for you, Wanda Jane. Sentient, warm-blooded creatures like yourself tend to experience intense bouts of passion, stunningly often. You are no different.
But I am different. That's the problem.
You're special.
Am I?
Of course. That's why you're the queen.
Well, I've been looking through the database recently.
Wanda, we've talked about this.
I know, but what else am I supposed to do? I have no real friends, no one to talk to other than you, and I miss them.
Your parents would not wish you to suffer the way you do now. They would have been pleased with the life you've made.
Then why do I feel so alone?
You're surrounded by people who worship you.
Yes, it's true. I'm surrounded by people. I'm the least alone person in the known worlds.
So what's the problem, dear? Well,
I noticed something in the system the other day. A signal that's been bouncing off of our satellites. And it's just a blip. Hardly anything to go off. But I thought, maybe, if I circumvented the main security...
Wanda, this is nonsense. I know you miss your parents, especially right now. But what could you possibly think you found?
I just thought...
Your fragile brain is creating something out of nothing again. Remember what we talked about? Patterns?
Yes, yes. My brain automatically seeks out patterns and it doesn't always mean something.
Exactly. You're too smart for your own good, Wanda June.
I wish I was smart enough to find the rest of the videos my parents uploaded before they disappeared. It looks like someone removed them, but I can't imagine who or why. Why would anyone do that?
It may not have been malicious.
I suppose you're right. I'm tired now. Tell me the story of my coronation again, Tin Man. It's my favorite one.
Of course, Wanda June. I enjoy hearing it as well. It was a warm day with the faintest hint of an early summer breeze blowing through the clouds when up out of nowhere.
Yes, Kendall. Any news for me?
Yes, as a matter of fact.
All right. I'm listening.
I'm calling to tell you that Pavlima quits.
Excuse me?
I said she quits. She can't fill this stupid order, and frankly, she doesn't even want to anymore.
May I speak with Pavlima?
She's indisposed at the moment. But don't you worry, when she wakes up, she'll call you and tell you herself.
Really?
Yes, she will. So you know what that means.
Oh, I'm not sure I know what any of this means, recruit.
You no longer have control over us being together.
Oh, well, I don't know about that. She's now someone who's left a contract with the wolves very suddenly. I don't think you understand what this means for her.
You mean the contract you've been threatening to break for the past month?
The very one.
That's not fair.
I see you didn't think this one through, so let me explain something to you. If Pavlima breaks her contract with Queen Wanda and the wolves, she'll be imprisoned. You don't want her there. First of all, your old boss is in there, and I promise you don't want Isaac and Pavlima to come face to face.
What does that mean?
Second, the Queen is so backed up on hearings lately that I couldn't promise Pav would even have her hearing for at least half a year.
Imprisoned?
I can pretend that none of this happened. I can even release Pavlima from her contract. But I need you to give me something in return. If you are serious about this, about her, after all, I told you to come to me if you need any help.
What do you want from me? I already brought you Isaac.
Oh, Isaac's not the only criminal you are associated with on the ground.
No one else will come anywhere near me after what I've done.
What about the young one? That boy who helped you take down Isaac?
I don't know who you mean.
Oh, yes, your old accomplice. He was there the night we first picked you up.
What do you want with him? He's nobody.
I wouldn't say that, Kendall. If we're trying to clean up the streets, any criminal, even an underling, can be crucial. It sends a message to the rest of them.
Kaz isn't a real criminal. He's like me. He just picked up some work from Isaac to get by.
You were forgiven for your previous deeds because you cooperated with us. Perhaps he will do the same. Besides, It's the only way I'm willing to release Pavlima from her contract. Give me Cass, and she's free to go.
I can't.
Pavlima owes me several more robes still, and she's not on track to finish her order by the scheduled date. She was going to be in violation of her contract without your help.
Okay, done.
Good. You've saved Pavlima from a lot of trouble, Kendall.
Sir?
Root?
Yes.
Is everything all right?
Yes, everything's fine. Go back to bed.
Come here!
Argus, what is it?
I need you to tell me when I'm getting out of here.
Whenever Wanda wills it.
You don't understand. Every year for contact day, my family and I have a memorial for my parents at my aunt's bar. If I'm not home in time to help them out with...
I'm sorry! My hands are tied. There's always next year.
No, that's not good enough!
I like you, kid. But you've been spending a bit too much time with that brute over there.
Say that again, bitch.
You heard me, old man.
Argus, get out of the way.
Isaac, relax. I'm talking
here. Argus. Open these goddamn bars and call me that again, you worthless pup. You'll suckle some more at your queen's worthless teeth.
You are one daft bastard.
I'm gonna wipe that nasty smile right off your fat face.
That's it. I've had enough.
Argus, you idiot! Run!
You really think listening to him right now is the right thing?
I'm sorry, Sylvie, but I've gotta go!
Damn it! Go get her!
What the fuck happened?
It's better it comes from him.
Gertie's dead. He's gone. I tried to convince him we could stop him, but it wasn't enough.
Vernon?
Yes.
I don't understand. Helena, I need you to leave.
But I was there, Gertie. I saw it happen.
That doesn't matter right now. I need to be alone with my nephew.
Whatever you say.
Don't make her go, Gertie. She saved me.
I don't care. She can come back later. You and I need to talk in private.
Hang in there, Cass. You're a good man. Vern knew it. Old Gert here knows it. And someday your brother will realize it too.
Thanks.
It's time to go, hon.
Goodbye, Cass. I'll be back to check in on you.
You take your time. But I'm going to need to know everything.
Of course.
But first, have a drink. You've had a long fucking day.
To Vernon.
To Vernon.
Mila, will you look who it is?
Cass, you're every fucking where tonight, aren't you? This time I came to speak with your aunt, though.
Mila, how dare you come anywhere near here after what you just did?
Business is business, love. Vern's lucky he had you paying off his debt all this time. He should have been taken care of a long time ago.
I'm gonna fucking kill you!
Give me one reason to take you out, Cass.
I dare you.
Mila! Your father and I have had an agreement for 10 years. I don't tolerate any violence here from anyone. Now get out before I change my mind.
I'm not sure if you've heard, but my dear daddy is out of the picture now, thanks to Cassie here. I may be new at this whole thing, but I don't care much for these rules.
Gertie, let me handle this.
Trust me, Gertie, you don't want that.
Cass, no! Hey, that's enough!
Oh, shit!
Interesting. And where exactly did you get that pretty little toy?
Just like you. I know someone.
Do you even know how to use that thing?
I really think I do.
Point taken. We'll go. For now. But don't you think for a second that this is over.
You're Wanda damn right it isn't.
This isn't gonna be pretty, nephew.
No. It's not.
Windfall is a Rogue Dialogue production. It was written and directed by
Bob Raimunda
and Christy Donato.
Sound design, mix, and score by Adam Raimunda. Additional audio editing by
Leanne Patrick.
Here's our main cast in order of appearance.
Emily Battles, Helena.
Cornelius Moore, Cass.
Mushaka Benson, Shema.
Marcus Stewart, Argus.
Michael Antico, Isaac.
Mallory Roach, Kendall.
Claire Lopez, Pavlina.
Bob Frame, Vernon.
Vanessa Vache, Mila.
Jess Clark, Wanda June.
Michael Larkin, Tin Man.
Josh Rubino, Root.
Nadia Levin, Sylvie.
And
Cheryl Mordaunt, Gert.
Additional voices by
Michael Paunovsky,
Tina Daniels,
Sarah Wheatley, Cassie Woven,
DJ Silvis,
and
Cole Burkhart.
Casting direction by
Clara Lopez.
Produced by
Bob Raimunda,
Christy Donato,
Adam Raimunda,
and Michael Paunovsky.
Our graphic artist is
Sam Tordy.
Find out more details about the show, characters, and world of Windfall by visiting our website, windfallpodcast.com. If you love the show, there are so many ways you can contribute to its continued existence.
You can donate directly to the show over at patreon.com/roguedialogue.
You can leave a review on Apple Podcasts if you use an iOS device or Podchaser on any other device. Leaving a review on either of those services helps bring Windfall to more ears. Another more direct way you can help us out is to go and tell someone about Windfall. The show is absolutely bingeable at this point. Have your friends and family members catch up on the show with you before the season finale. Speaking of which, the finale will be released on July 10th, 2019. We're looking forward to seeing all of you on Contact Day.
The Fable and Folly Network, where fiction producers flourish.
Sine. That's a geometric waveform or arc that rises and falls. And a new Canadian TTRPG and podcast inspired by that almost soothing mathematical motion. Let me show you. The action begins to rise as powerful strangers in a ruined yet vibrant world band together.
If you run north, they will chase you. I suggest you stand behind me.
Partner, I'd rather stand beside you if you're willing to help.
Tension continues to mount higher as our characters must push themselves beyond their usual limits.
As I'm climbing into the driver's seat, I'm gonna say to Sarah, sometimes you gotta make tough decisions. I'm driving now.
And it peaks as the danger and excitement hits its zenith, leading to great failure or success.
Fenrir would be just fire at this point.
She straight up might die. Like, this encounter might murder you.
You know what? You lit me on fire! We're gonna be on fire, baby!
And this tension relaxes with tragedy, but more often humor, that comes with great pals being around a virtual table playing a game. Discover Sine on your favorite podcast player. S-I-N-E. The choices of the characters are theirs to make, but the fate of the world is up to the dice.